lot of Christmas lights kind of bring some holiday cheer, but a lot of things make the holiday a little bit more stressful. You know, there's the people you're going to meet, the food you're going to eat, the things you got to buy, the finances and that, and kind of some holiday stress ideas or the reasons that you have some heart health. You want to keep your heart healthy. And we have with us Dr. Glenn Levine, the American Heart Association volunteer expert, here to discuss a new survey on how holiday stress impacts our health. Dr. Levine, I know there's a long intro for that, but this holiday season does bring a lot of stress to our lives, doesn't it?
Yes. Good morning, Bruce, and good morning, Cleveland. Yeah, what's amazing is a recent survey showed that more people are stressed out by the holiday than even by they are doing their taxes.
Really? We're fearful of Santa more than the IRS. This is crazy. What's the reason behind that?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the answer is that in addition to all the chronic stressors that we all face, including family, work, finances, and our everyday obligations, we now additionally have to deal with the stressors associated with holidays, preparing food, entertaining, gift giving, getting together with family members, and everything that comes with the holidays. So it gives us an extra dose of stress on top of our normal daily stressors.
I wonder if the fact that we went through a pandemic where everybody was saying, well, you know, when people come together, things could happen. We want to make sure we don't get passing diseases or illnesses around, so to speak, whether that maybe complicates it sometimes that we hadn't thought about in the past. What can we do, I guess, to sort of relieve this stress other than sort of stopping and maybe taking a deep breath?
Yeah, there's a couple strategies. The first for folks to think about is to not abandon all your health behaviors. And the holidays are really not an all or none phenomenon as far as our health. So we can eat a little bit more, but do it in moderation and take a little bit extra greens and fruits on your plate. We're all going to probably indulge a little bit more as far as beverages, but again, do it on moderation. And do things to give yourself a little decompression time. Take a walk, meditate, read, or journal. Give yourself a little bit of me time to help relax you a little bit.
What exactly is stress doing to our heart that is damaging to it?
Yeah, what we have found and others have found is that chronic psychological stress actually increases your risk of heart attack. And in simple terms, it does things like increase your adrenaline level, which can lead to higher blood pressure and faster heart rate. Chronic stress can lead to bad habits, such as junk food eating and overindulging. It may lead to people not taking their medicines. And it leads to a lot of other hormone changes in the body that can all contribute to an increased risk of having a heart attack down the road.
We're talking this morning, Dr. Glenn Levine, American Heart Association volunteer expert, about a new survey on how holiday stress impacts heart health. You mentioned how we are more stressful during the holidays than we are trying to do our taxes. So we mentioned maybe some of the things. I guess trying to get some extra sleep, that's always a good thing to help us.
Yeah, things like remembering to exercise, remembering to sleep, remembering to eat better. One of the most interesting things from the survey is that people generally overlook their own needs, so focused on other people. So for the folks out there, remind yourself, you need to focus on yourself a little bit and treat yourself well. And a key thing to think about is try to enjoy the holidays rather than just get through them.
It's good ideas on that, too. And maybe also don't plan too much. In other words, give yourself some space, right?
I think that's a great suggestion. Yeah, I think do things realistically and don't try to overachieve or overperform. Set reasonable goals, what you want to do, and that way you can satisfy and complete the goals rather than feel like you always need to do more, more, more for more, more, more people and family members.
Despite what you might see on social media and all the different beautiful pictures and maybe some of the things that people are doing or going, everybody's probably dealing with stress in one way or another. Does it affect the families, in other words, different the spouses, your relationship, maybe even the children and how they're, you know, they maybe there's more anticipation for children, but how does that really infect your whole, so you know, interpersonal life with people?
Yeah, that's a great point, Bruce. Remember that not only are you more stressed, but everyone is more stressed. So everyone may be a little bit more anxious. Everyone may be a little bit quicker to jump the gun and get a little more upset or angry at someone. So, yeah, we have to be aware that we're all a little bit more stressed, and we need to tread a little bit lightly and be mindful of the fact that everyone's nerves are a little bit on edge during the holiday season.
And it's a good advice maybe on how to reduce the stress during the holiday. If people want to get some tips on that, where can they get some good information?
A great place to go is the American Heart Association's website on managing stress, and that is heart.org/stress.
Sounds good. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning, getting the word out today. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks.